Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You are now tuned in to Faith in the Seers Radio Talk Show, hosted by yours truly, Evangelist Norma Chapman. As always, listeners, I bow our heads for our opening prayer. Father God, we thank you for giving us another great opportunity, Father God, to be used by you on today, Father God. We pray that, Father God, that everything that we do and say will be of that that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight, Father God. As we go forth on today, Father God, we pray that, Father God, if someone, Father God, is listening out there, Father God, they can, Father God, that this message and the subject can help somebody along the way, Father God. And as we go forward, Father God, we invite you into this lesson episode on today, Father God. We're only going to be on for 15 minutes, listeners, but the Lord laid it upon my heart to come forth on today. And as always, you know, I love to let my listeners take part of the show. Remember, listeners, to press that number one. If you have any comments, questions, I just want to share your thoughts and experience on today's topic. Today's topic will be learning how to love and count it all joy. Yes, learning how to love and count it all joy. Our scriptures will be coming from James, the first chapter, verses 2 through 8. And then we're going to flip over and we're going to be talking about counting all joy in the book of James. And we're going to go to the book of 1 Corinthians. And we're going to talk about love, what it is to love and what love is. And I'll give you that scripture as we continue. Let's start off with, you have your Bibles with you. Turn with me, if you please, to the book of James, chapter 1, verses 2 through 8. And again, our topic today is learning how to love and count it all joy. In the book of James, James have written there about trials and tribulations. And I'll be reading from the New IV Bible. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who give it generously to all without finding fault. And it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt. Because he who doubts is like the wave of the sea, blowing and tossed by the wind. That man shall not think he will receive anything from the Lord. He is a double-minded man, unstable in all that he do. What James is saying to us here in this, in verses, 1 James verses 2 through 8, he's telling us to learn how to count everything all joy, especially when you're going through trials and tribulation. When the devil feels that he got you and he feels that you're at your vulnerable moment, you must pray and you must stay steadfast. You must not waver away from your faith. And everything that comes your way, James said, count it all joy and knowing that God is going to bring you through it, knowing that your perseverance will not be in vain. But if you doubt it, and not have the faith in your doubt, maybe God will do it, or is God hearing my prayer, or is my prayers being, you're doubting your faith in God. And he said that man will not receive anything, because you're like the wind that's being tossed to and fro. You're like the rolling sea, tossing and rolling, how the water waves going from one place to the other, not staying steady and moving about. So we must be steadfast in everything that we do. We must keep the faith, knowing that God is hearing our prayer. James is telling us that when the enemy thinks that he's about to attack you. Keep praying. Keep pushing. Keep striving. Keep going forward. And don't look back. Don't doubt anything that you have asked God for, because you're not double-minded. You're staying steadfast and unremovable, always abiding in the works of God. James here is talking about him. He's encouraging us to be faithful to God, to not turn around. But if we need wisdom and we don't know how to obtain the joy that we should have in our life, he said, if you need wisdom, then we should ask God for that wisdom. And when we ask God for wisdom, he would give it to us generously. He's not stingy with it. He would not hold nothing back, nothing of good things that the Lord will hold back from those who are in Christ. But you must be unremovable, always abiding in the works of God. And like Paul said, he said he's not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. He's not ashamed to go out and testify and tell the world about Jesus Christ. He said, because he knows one thing, that whatever he do, he's led by God to do it. He has instructions from God. He has went to the Lord, and he has asked for instructions and advice. Lord, what must I do? And God has direct everything that he did. Paul said that God gave it to him. He was authorized by God to say those things. But getting back to the book of James, where James is explaining about developing perseverance, we must learn how to stay in contact with who we are and know who we are and know what works that God has assigned for us to do, knowing how to use your gifts, knowing how to go forward with using your gifts. Don't be afraid when the enemy attacks. Now, it's not just from you, listeners, but it's also because the Bible is written for all of us to grow in knowledge and grow in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. So I encourage you on today to count everything all joy. Now, let's go to the book of 1 Corinthians, where it teaches us about love, and that is in 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 4 and 7. So what is 1 Corinthians, what is Paul telling us about love here? In chapter 13, verses 4 through 7, it tells us that, give me a minute here, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast, and it doesn't have pride. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easy. It's not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, there will increase. Where there are tongues, there will be steady. Where there are knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when perfection comes, the imperfect disappears. When I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I put childish ways behind me. Now we see but a poor reflection as in the mirror. Then we see face to face. Now know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I am fully known. Paul is saying to us here, when we become into the knowledge of Christ, we once were the babe, we once were sinners, and we once did not know how to have a relationship with Christ. But he said, but when we did childish things. We thought as a child. We acted as a child. We did things that children do. But when we become, Paul said, when he became a man, he put all of his childish ways aside. And when we put childish ways aside, we begin to think with wisdom, knowledge, and above all, we seek for understanding. And once God has given us wisdom and knowledge, and above all, we have gained understanding, then we can push forward for the goals in our life. Now, I'm not saying everything come easy. I'm not saying that we have not done any wrong. I'm not saying that we will not do any wrong. But we know one thing, that God is a forgiving God. God will forgive us. God loves us. That's a perfect demonstration of love. He said he sent his only begotten son. That's how much God loved us. He don't want us lost. And his daughter and son gave his life and shed his blood, dying and suffering on the cross so that we may be saved. And we have an opportunity to not lose our souls in hell, but to gain eternal life. So what Paul is saying here, that to love, we must demonstrate all of those things that I just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 4 through 7. Sometimes is it easy? No. Sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes, you know, the ones that we love hurt us the most. And when we love somebody from our heart, it hurt us when they doesn't show us the love that we have for them. But we must do what? Keep loving and count it all joy. As James said, count it all joy. Because if we begin to bow out, have our heads lowered, and we begin to get angry about things and begin to argue back and forth, then that's when we would go down the wrong track. And then when the devil can come in and beat you up more and more. I promise to only be short on today, and I'm going to keep my word. I'm going to be on 15 minutes. I'm just happy and excited to be back on Facing Your Fears Radio Talk Show. Listeners, next week we have a beautiful, exciting show prepared for you. We have a special guest who's coming on next week, and they're going to have a good time and talking, telling you and giving you instructions on where they're at, where they've been, and where they're going. I'm excited about next week's show. I'm excited about today's show. I'm excited about this topic, learning how to love one another and count it all joy. When we love and God show us love and we got in reading and then whatever we were asking God for, he has answered our prayer, we can count it all joy then, and we can give God the glory. We can tell the Lord, thank you. God has been good to us, listeners. God has brought us from a mighty, mighty long way, many dangers, toys, and snares. I know I have already come, but only through the grace of God and for his love for me that I have come this far. And all that I am, and all that I would ever be is because of God's love for me. And I want to tell the Lord, thank you right now. I want to tell the Lord, thank you for your love, God. Thank you for protecting me. Thank you for your loving arms of protection all around me. Thank you as I slumbered and slept last night, Father God, that you protected me from all evil. And then you blessed me this morning to wake up, Father God, to see another blessed day. And from the moment I woke up, until this moment, I thank you for my health and my strength. I thank you that I'm still clothed in my right mind. Listen, I want to send out a special prayer on today for a very great, great friend of mine. Some of you that's listening might know her, none other than Sister Avia Brickley, Riley Brickley. Death has knocked on their door once more and again. But we know that Sister Brickley is a woman of God. We know that Sister Brickley know God. We know she's a praying warrior. We know that she has a praying closet set right there in her dining room, and she never ceased to go and kneel and pray. We're going to pray a special prayer upon her today that God would give her strength and comfort her during her time of bereavement. And I ask that every listener keep her in prayer, that the Lord would give her strength that she has to face with the funeral on next Tuesday. And I've asked that we pray that God will keep her, his loving arms all around Sister Brickley. We pray that the Lord would guide her footsteps, would guide her path, and the path that he would have her to go. Father God, we come with a special prayer at this moment, Father God, lifting up one angel, Rollins Brickley, Father God, a woman of God, one of your children, Father God, one that knows you real well. one that has a relationship with you, one that knows how to come to you and talk to you in the midnight hour, early in the morning, late in the evening. She knows how to bow down before you, Father God, and ask you, Father God, to keep her in perfect peace. And we're standing in the gap for her on today, interceding, Father God, for her and her family, Father God. Her little niece, Father God, that they found dead, we pray that you bless her nieces and nephews, the one that's living, her brother, Father God. Bless the Wildin' family in a whole. Father God, let them come together in unity. Let them learn how to love. Let them learn how to put their loving arms around each other and tell each other while they still have breath in their body that I love you. Anything that I can do for you, call upon me and mean just what they say. Now, Father God, we're going to bind every evil tongue. We're going to bind Satan. We plead the blood of Jesus from this moment forward all the way up to the funeral and after the funeral, that God will put peace in the midst of confusion. We know when there's death in the family, that's when Satan start attacking us the most. That's when we're most vulnerable. Everybody's feelings get hurt. But, Father God, we know you are God that hear and answer prayer. We know you're going to be there with Sister Riley, Father God, Sister Brickley, Father God. We know you're going to take care of her as you've been taking care of her down through the years. You have been good to her. And then, Father God, we ask for healing up on her eyes, Father God. We ask that, Father God, all infection, Father God, everything that's connected with that eye, that it comes back together like it should be, Father God. Anything else that she's standing in the need of, we pray, Father God, that you will grant it to her, Father God. And, oh, Father God, I know without a doubt that she's going to give you the honor and glory and all the glory, and I and all of the listeners will do the same. Sister Brickley, if you're listening out, we pray that God will continue to keep you in his loving arms of protection. We pray that you will continue to be steadfast, unremovable, always abiding in the works of God. And if you do that, God is going to continue to elevate you in life. He's going to continue to use you to his glory. Continue praying, Sister Brickley. Continue serving the Lord, because serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Listen, I want to thank you for tuning in on today. I want to thank you for being a part of Faith in Your Fears radio talk show. And I want you to call before I close the show, if anyone has anything to say, press that number one on your phone, and I'll bring you live into the studio with me. If you just want to tell the Lord thank you, now is the time to press that number one, and I will come in. If you just want to tell the Lord thank you, I want to say anything at this moment, press that number one, and we will bring you in live on Faith in Your Fears. With that being said, if no one has anything to say, we're going to close out. And the prayer that I pray, we pray for our nation, our city, and our state. We pray that the Lord will continue to guide our officials, not just here in the city of New Orleans, but in the entire universe. We pray for all pastors, all churches, all shepherds, all women and men of God. We pray for our brothers, our saints, our brothers and sisters that's trying to go forward. And Father God, we ask that you keep pouring out fresh anointing upon their lives as they continue the path that you have directed them on, Father God. Continue to bless me, Father God. Continue to strengthen me, Father God. Continue to bless my family, my grandchildren. Continue to bless everyone that I am connected to in the mighty name of Jesus. And remember, Father God, don't forget about our youth. Father God, give them a discerning of knowing that they were made to serve you, not to kill, rob, and to destroy themselves. Satan is out to grab them, and he's bringing them one by one to death. And we want you to just, Father God, touch their minds and touch their hearts, and we will give you the glory and the honor and the praises. Until next week, I pray that you all be blessed. And remember, God loves you, and I love you too. And this is the end of the show for today. Be blessed and stay in the will of God. Bye-bye now.